Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
What does it mean that the Bible is inspired? What does inspiration actually mean? When we think in our culture that inspiration generally has the idea that someone has a feeling about something, it's not the same as what we see when it speaks of Scripture. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it speaks about all Scripture being breathed out by God. This is a compound word in the Greek that is the only time this is used. Actually, this may be the only time it's used in Greek. This is the first of its use. And it is the idea that God actually speaks out. It is the breath of God. When we think about our breathing, you're hearing my voice. That is actually sound waves coming through. I'm breathing into a microphone, and you're hearing the breath of me and that voice that I have. And that's the idea of Scripture, that Scripture is the very voice of God. It is Him breathing out, Him speaking. And therefore, when we think about Scripture, it carries with it the authority from God, because it is God's very word. It is God speaking to man. That is the idea of what inspiration means when it comes to the Bible. This isn't, I wrote a song and it inspired me. No, this is different. This is the very voice of God.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.